Blog Talk Radio.
On the toilet is John Dilly.
I am. I'm very proud of it too.
Well, we're a potty mouth. You know that's what the lady said. She says, "I enjoy your
right.
show, but you guys have way too much potty mouth." So there you go.
Well, hey, to each his own. I mean, we mean well.
Yes, we do. You know, the toughest part about doing this show on a Sunday night, I have a hard time staying awake after drinking vodka and wine and beer all afternoon to stay up till 9, but I'm here.
You know, I didn't want to say anything, but Sunday is my one down day of the week.
Oh, damn. I mean,
the things we do for the audience, I'll tell you.
I know. I looked at the damn clock, and it was like a 7:35, and I'm, oh, shit.
Right. My alarm went off. I'm sitting there taking a dump. It's like, oh shit! Goddamn, the radio starts. Oh man.
By the way, we do this every Sunday night at 9 o'clock, and as you can tell, we get drunk just before we do it. We take a shit just before we do it, but we have a good
yes.
time.
Yes.
And by the way, did you see last week? who was listening, the countries that were listening. We had 7% of our listeners were from the Russian Federation.
Oh, we're in collusion.
What the hell?
Oh boy, howdy! Got to be in collusion.
Well,
I guess we won't be president.
It used to be like 90% of our listeners were in the U.S., but we had 62% of our listeners were in the U.S. We had China, Russia, Canada, U.K., Greece, Norway, Malaysia, Spain, Saudi Arabia, Vietnam, Australia, France, Ireland, and Egypt.
So you know what that means?
What?
We can call ourselves the UN Food Program, UN, United Nations Food Program.
I guess we are.
UN Food.
Weird. It's so freaking weird. When you see the Russian Federation is 7% of your listening audience, I mean, that it does freak
well,
me.
Well, I mean, how long can you sit there and look at Putin? I mean, you got to listen to something.
I guess so. Well, you know, and we actually talked about Norway. Remember about cow farts last week? Well, 4%,
yes, that was a good one.
4% of our listeners were from Norway. Anyway,
did you get any feedback?
No, I didn't get any that'd be Norwegian, right? I didn't get any Norwegian.
Yes, that'd be Norwegian. That is correct. Yes.
I did get a lot of feedback last week. People do, believe it or not. And hey, by the way, if you want to call. You want to talk about anything? Somebody was calling while the intro song. By the way, I love that intro song because the moonshine. One of these days, they're going to be back on the show if I can figure out how to convince their manager to allow them back on our show. But that's the moonshine and it's in a dead man's hand. Are you finished yet? Speaking of dead man's hand, are you finished yet?
Not yet. No.
Oh, okay. Well, just
I'm taking my time. It's my time.
You ever sat there so long that your legs go to sleep, and when you stand up, you
yeah,
kind of
it's usually when the battery of the phone dies.
If you want to call and talk about anything, 714-242-5272. Do you feel like doing your superhero intro about DEFCON sauces from the toilet? Or
yeah,
like
actually, we have a sale going on right now.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, look at that, huh? Yes, as of this morning, going till midnight on Friday, March 5th, all DEFCON products are 25% off, folks. That is right, 25% off. That includes all the wing sauces, the horseradishes, the dry rubs, the jerkies. Everything's 25% off, even the quarts. I mean, you can get a quart of our wing sauces, our rather well-known wing sauces. They quart for as low as about 10 bucks. It's stupid good. But anyway, order up. We got a whole bunch of stuff lined up for spring before the whole farmer's market season starts. I'll probably mention that next Sunday when I wake up again, and I'll read off the schedule of DEFCON. Other than that, we're just 25%. Order up, DEFCONsauces.com. There you go. Thanks. That was easy.
Yeah, right. You did an excellent, excellent job. And April 21st and 22nd is the Hot Sauce Expo in Brooklyn, New York, right?
New York City, yeah, yep.
I'm going. I don't know if I told you officially. I'm going. Took me down.
Yeah, folks,
do
you realize that me and him have never met?
You know, I was telling that. Who was I telling that to just the other day? Somebody was telling me the other day, and he said, "You're kidding. You guys have been on the radio for almost, I guess it's been over 2 years, and you've never met?" And I'm like,
nope.
No. You know, never met. It's just been like phone sex. We never really got together yet. So I'm going to that April 23rd.
I'll tell you what, if you're there Saturday night is the big dinner. I'm the one coordinated. So if you'd like to join us, you're more than welcome to. It'll be Saturday night, probably around 8 o'clock.
In fact, right now I'm going to put a star, April 21st.
First.
Right?
Yep.
April 21st.
It's at the Amber Steakhouse in Greenpoint, Brooklyn.
I'm putting a star. Now, if people want to find out about the New York Expo, Hot Sauce Expo, what is the website?
NYCHotSauceExpo.com. Nice and simple.
That's a hard one to remember.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got nothing. I went to Texas this past week, and I ate a lot of barbecue.
That's good. No wrong with that.
Yeah,
good.
But,
you like a cow.
I really got nothing to add as far as what's going on with me. So,
I'm done.
I was waiting for that. Is the paperwork done too?
That's so messed up. I feel like a new man.
Well, that's a great way to start the food news. So
it is.
If anybody wants to call in, discuss any of the articles, I've got some cool articles today. We've got 20 articles to go through, food news articles.
So you did break up with that one chick that had a really bad story. You broke up with her.
No, I didn't break up with her.
Oh, so she's still haunting the house?
Well, I don't actually go with anybody. I mean, it's just like, I don't know, how would you call it? We have casual relationships.
So you have, binoculars, and she lives two doors down.
Yes, pretty much.
All right, I'm just checking.
That relationship stuff just doesn't work for me. You know, if I was a baseball player, I'd be in the minor leagues now because that whole relationship shit doesn't work. So we're broken up. We just see each other whenever we get horny, and that's pretty much it. So
hey, nothing wrong with that. At least you know what you're in for.
You know what? That's the cool part. And then you say, okay, goodbye. And then I throw a pizza in the oven and pop a beer, and it's all good. All right.
Just make sure not to put any buns in the oven.
All right. So we need to do our food news, I guess. Thank you. I'm stalling time here because the thing is jamming. I've got it on a Word program here, and it's actually, it's not coming up there, John. There.
Well, I got a little filler. Now you know I do that Pokemon thing. You think I'm an idiot for doing? I don't care. Almost level 40, so bite me. I've been writing a Poke story for almost a year now. Got quite the number of followers on Facebook. So anybody wants to check out the story, it's about 300 pages long so far. Doombringer, the mon with the most. So look it up on Facebook. I need more viewers and more members is always good. So I'll be handing out free Doombringer T-shirts.
Wait! Did you say 300 pages?
Yep.
300 pages written about a fake little game called Pokemon.
Yeah, it's stories of Doombringer. He's the head dude. He's a little little caterpillar.
Are you going to publish this?
Laugh now. Actually, thinking about doing an ebook.
Are you really?
Yes, I am. So we're on chapter 3.
Before we get to food, all right, come on, I'm being serious now. Before we get to food news, explain to me. Okay, I know. Okay, is Pokemon is when I you say Pokemon, I think of wrong. That little game that we used to play that and you eat the little things and they run around to the maze.
That's Pac-Man,
what
dude.
Exactly
that's Pac-Man.
What is this Pokemon that you do?
There's hundreds of different little monsters. Pocket monsters. I got a monster in my pants too, but it's called pocket monsters. And you go around and you have to hunt these things. You have these things to get them all. It's just like, oh my God, I forget it. Maybe 200, maybe almost 300 of them out there. And yeah, it's not an easy game. I have been playing like a nut since it started. I think it was last July. And it's an very interesting game. So I'm having
but
a ball
where
with
are
it.
They?
Actually, it was a year and a half.
Like, where,
almost 2 years.
But where are they? I mean, like when I played Pokemon at the arcade, I saw them on the screen. But where are they?
It's
probably my front yard.
Yes, it's what they consider what they call AR, augmented reality, where they now you walk around and you hear your phone make a little noise. You see where it is, and you click the little monster on the screen, and bam, he pops up in front of you. You can be standing there, you can be standing up in a tree, you can be standing on your stove, you can be sitting on the bed next to you. Anyway, they're everywhere.
But how do you know?
The little you have the game on. It goes and it shows you where they are. You click on the little dude.
Oh, so you have to have like little
and actually,
game console.
It's good exercise too, dude. Believe it or not.
All right, whatever. All right, let's go to our food news.
So 300 pages of Pokemon. I love to write.
And I'm trying to play our intro music, and damn it, it ain't working. All right, enough of that. That's our get smart.
Thank you.
Theme music for Food News. Yeah, you're welcome. Okay. Remember last week when we talked about the SNAP program and you weren't really sure what the SNAP program was?
Right.
All right. Well, this is what I love about Donald Trump and all those people who think he's evil Trump. This is what cracks me up. USDA began talks with supermarkets about their potential role in supplying SNAP harvest boxes, according to Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue. In other words, Trump is saying all those people that are yelling and screaming that you can't do this, you can't change the SNAP program, you have to give people money. You know what he says? Screw you. Perdue noted
right.
that many grocers already have the food delivery technology that will be needed to distribute the boxes. Perdue and the House of Agriculture Committee chairman have been discussing introducing the system as a pilot program on a limited basis, reported Bloomberg. Trump just says, I don't really care about the noise. I'm just gonna do it anyway.
If you hate Trump, you're never gonna like the guy. So your opinion really doesn't matter. I think the guy's funny as hell. I really do. It's just like I mean, he's actually getting shit done. Believe it or not, he's actually getting shit done. Turn off your MSNBC. Just don't even turn it off. I've actually got more money on my paycheck. Yes, I do. And he doesn't give a crap what people think of him. Unlike the previous guy, where if you said something wrong, he went on a tirade. He goes, whatever. Just sit down. Trump is funny. I think he's a funny dude.
And it is working. In fact, part of our news, food news here, is dominated by things that Trump has done. And it's just amazing that, and I'll get into it in a minute with all these different stories, but.
Hey, he's not a freaking politician. That's the beautiful part about it. I hate politicians.
Exactly.
Everyone hates politicians. Politicians suck. Right. It's like, you know what's funny? People talk about like the seven companies that went bankrupt, or the nine companies that went bankrupt. Well, he had over 270. Now, if you look at the average bankruptcy rate of people starting up a small business, he's kind of above the curve.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, 9 out of 270. Yeah, look at the real world of bankruptcy when it comes to people starting new businesses. It's a little higher, folks.
So Trump did go bankrupt, but he got out.
Yeah, of
it, so.
Okay, fine.
But
and so do shit tons of other
legal.
Companies.
Yeah,
he did it all by the book, and that's what they're trying to say. He did it by the book. Well, he's rich. Yeah, yes, he has a lot of money. He can get away with stuff that you and I cannot get away with. That doesn't make it right, but it doesn't make it wrong because he didn't break the law.
By the way, I'm sure
anyway.
There's a lot of Trump haters out there who are not going to like.
Oh yeah, they're
Trump.
Yeah, and he could find the cure for cancer, and then they tell him he took long. He took too long. I mean, they're never going to like the guy. They're never going to like the guy.
True.
It doesn't matter what he does. They're going to hate him for whatever reason. They're never going to like him. So I just gave up even trying.
All right, story number two. This just cracks me up. These studies. Okay. Consumers who shop at traditional grocery stores four times each month are not satisfied with conventional supermarkets, according to a study by a company called Clinonic. The majority of consumers want this. Now, listen to this. I want you to listen carefully to this, okay, John? The majority, and then I'm going to ask you a little simple question. The majority of consumers want to shop in a grocery store that understands how to make buying an easier, more efficient experience. 85% of respondents believe grocery stores can make it easier to find merchandise, while 50% claim supermarkets haven't figured out how to use technology that other retailers have.
Oh.
Now, here's my question, John. How old are you?
This would be good.
How old are you, John? John, how are you? You're in your 50s, right?
Yeah, 52.
So I imagine you've been shopping. I'm 57. You've been shopping in a supermarket before, right?
Once or twice in my life, yeah.
Have you seen those big-ass signs that they have hanging from the ceiling? And most of them will say, like, nuts and candies, and they'll say, like, tomato sauce and pasta, and they'll say,
right.
Another one will say snacks, another one will say drinks. How much easier does it need to be? I mean, if I'm looking for
okay, the whiners want to walk
the snack section, huh?
No, the whiners want to turn down an aisle and you throw things at them that you think they want.
So
here, have some
sick rice.
Bam, with a 20-pound bag. People whine about everything. It's so tiring. People whine about everything. It's like, supermarket. Oh, so I got to drive to the supermarket. Why can't the supermarket drive to me? Because you're a moron. huge signs. Candy down aisle 4. Why can't they make aisle 3? It's closer to the door. It's like you're not going to make these people happy.
I just picture these millennials walking through, they look at their toilet paper, and they're walking through the candy aisle saying, where is the toilet paper?
Right. Well, it was like the one time me and my wife went to Home Depot. Oh, this is great. Well, we needed a funnel, F-U-N-N-E-L, the little thing that you
right.
stick into a thing so you don't make a mess. We went in there, and everybody wants $15 an hour. And the person goes to us, yes, look in lighting.
Lighting. Yeah, that's where
$15 an hour. Lighting. Yeah, yes, that's my go-to place. I'm going. Hey, I need a light. Check out plumbing. What the frick is wrong with people?
Well, the question.
No, there
were
no funnels and lighting.
Did you find the funnel in the lighting section?
No, we did not. We asked by the fourth person. I guess they knew. home desperate. I really don't like that place.
Now I have to admit, wouldn't you think that you would put the diced tomatoes near the spaghetti sauce? That just kind of makes sense, though, right? But they decide
it depends.
The diced tomatoes are they're in the canned goods section, which kind of makes sense, I guess. But
well, they can have them in both as well.
True. Sometimes they do, actually.
Yes, they do.
But those big ass.
Why? Because it makes freaking sense, is why.
You know, they have like 4 to 6 items on those big ass signs. So, and you're
yes.
in a general location. I mean, you don't walk down the drink aisle and looking for cucumbers, and it's.
Well, wait a minute. You might go down there for asparagus water, like Whole Foods has.
That's true.
Yeah, asparagus
All
water.
Right.
Yep.
Story number 3, speaking of Donald Trump, Hormel Foods is going to invest and grow their company after the recent past tax reform. The company will use increased cash flow up to $140 million for capital investments, including modernizing their supply chain and bring all new hirees up to the starting wage of $13 an hour by the end of fiscal 2018 and $14 an hour by the end of 2020, reported the Minneapolis Star Tribune. So this is the funny part.
Trump is
because
evil.
Trump is evil. Just because
Trump
of
is evil.
And all the money that's going in these companies, guess what? And because there's a shortage on employees now, I think the shortage, I think unemployment's the lowest since, 1973? Guess what?
Something like that, yeah.
Companies have to pay people more now. Duh.
Well, that's kind of how it's supposed to work. When there's a lot of jobs, people are employed. And the ones that are actually looking for work can actually find a job now. It's incredible. Trump sucks.
Which, by the way, maybe that's why the Russian Federation is listening to our show. Because we may be onto something here.
Yeah, maybe. Well, yeah, they have their little 7-year plans. But, hey, that's just me.
Okay. Now, this is something.
Trump sucks!
this is something I never really thought of, but it's been raining its ass off here. I mean, I've got puddles that are like lakes in my backyard now. Is it raining a lot in New Jersey?
Yes, it's wet. I mean, it's high-intensity mist. I'm used to it. I was born wet, so no big deal.
High-intensity mist. Well, anyway, it's been a lot of rain everywhere in the eastern U.S. and I guess in the south, but this is something you never really think about. Grain barge shipments have come to a near standstill in parts of the Midwest as as the recent heavy rain and melting snow has swelled rivers and halted barge loading to the Gulf Coast. The flooded waterways that catch premiums for corn delivered
now,
to the
Gulf
think
about that a minute. The flooded, waterways.
Yes.
The flooded waterways.
The flooded waterways.
Think about that for a second.
Where are you going with that?
Should they be dry?
Why would waterways be dry?
Why? How could they're supposed to be flooded? It's a freaking waterway.
Yeah, but not this much because listen to this: the grain elevators along the Ohio River have stopped loading barges because the rising river had made it impossible for the vessels to get beneath the grain spout to load the ships.
Well, that sucks.
So I say raise the grain spouts, right?
Right. Well, no. Yeah. Make a bigger barge. What do you want me to tell you?
Anyway,
I don't know. I don't know where we're going with this one.
The point of this story is, I don't know what the point of the story is, but corn prices are going to go up because of this. Just so, you know, you might want to buy your Orville Redenbacher popcorn now because the prices are going to be higher later this year.
Oh, then the high fructose corn syrup. Oh, my goodness. Everything's going to go up.
Yes.
Trump sucks.
Okay. Trump sucks.
Told you, he's making inflation worse.
Do you eat yogurt, by the way?
Hell no.
Me neither.
That's like eating snot.
I agree.
It's nasty.
It's
a texture thing. It's a totally texture thing.
I have a question. You're a pretty intelligent guy. Okay, what is
No,
what
I'm not
man,
stupid.
What is Greek yogurt? What's the difference between Greek
yogurt
from
Greece?
I'm going yogurt from Greece.
I'm going to go with. Yes, Alex. I'm going to go yogurt from Greece. What is yogurt from Greece?
Walmart had all this flavored Greek yogurt for $1 a container, and I almost bought some, but I really don't like yogurt. But after reading this article, I probably should have. Of course, all the flavoring that they had put into the yogurt is probably not good for you. But according to
it depends. Is it a cheeseburger flavored yogurt, or are we going like raspberry? You get
like
Monsanto
raspberry.
In there.
It was like raspberry, mango, and I don't think there was a cheeseburger.
It may be real. It may be real. But if you have like a cheeseburger flavored yogurt, pretty much there's not a cheeseburger in there.
The American Journal of Hypertension says that eating yogurt can reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. Researchers found regular what?
What was the name of the lab?
The American Journal of Hypertension.
Nice. Did they drive to work?
I guess they do. Did he ever get stuck in traffic? Probably. Can you imagine the centerfold in that magazine? It's like some woman, just this woman with like going crazy. Okay, researchers found regular yogurt consumption reduced the risk of cardiovascular disease by 30% in women and 19% in men. You know what? For 19%, I don't think I'm going to eat the shit.
It's gross. If you want, eat probiotics. You can eat other places. Yeah, there's little greeblies running around in the yogurt that are good for you. Good, the flora and fauna of the digestive tract. Oh, also, buy a freaking bottle of acidophilus and get over it.
All right, eat your yogurt, people. I'm not going to. But
ew,
according
nasty.
To,
yeah, you can have my serving. You can have my serving. Yeah. Okay. That must be a great place to work.
Like
could you imagine? Imagine getting angry in that place. What do they do? What do they fire you if you get angry?
It's just centerfold in that magazine. Some woman naked is just like pulling her hair out screaming.
Get off my lawn!
All right. Story number 6. This is so much more fun when you're drunk, though. Isn't it?
I haven't even had a beer today, believe it or not. I'm stone cold sober.
You haven't had a beer today?
Nope. I was too lazy. Dude, it's my day off. I don't move from the couch. I was on Facebook and shit. We're running a freaking sale off the office. I did nothing all day. I filled a few orders, and I laid on the couch.
I have to admit, all the traveling I did yesterday and today, I never got dressed. I'm still in my underwear, actually, and I've been watching Netflix since yesterday about noon.
It's such a classy show. Yeah, you're sitting there in your underwear, and I just got done, dude, taking a dump on the freaking radio show. This is all class, people. This is all freaking class.
All right, story number six. Now, I like this story because I can relate to this. Okay, the U.S. Cattlemen Association has filed.
That sounds like a manly organization. Yes.
Doesn't it? It's like. No bull.
I am a cattleman. I have an organization.
U.S. Cattlemen's Association.
Cattlemen.
Petition with the USDA, and they're right. Listen to this. They argue that the terms meat and beef should be defined as products from only animals that are raised and slaughtered. Do you agree, Mr. DEFCON?
Well, raised and slaughtered. How else are you going to kill it?
Well, listen to this. The organization, excuse me, I had an oyster. The organization argued labels lab-grown.
Hopefully it's from the mouth.
The organization argued that labeling lab-grown, plant-based, or insect products as meat will confuse consumers. So they have filed a petition.
Well, imagine why. Oh, I can't understand that. The corn stalk is listed for meat. The frick? Dude, really? This is made of
really.
Corn. Why are you calling it meat? The frick's wrong with you?
If people are selling grasshopper and calling it meat, or they're selling.
When you get really down to it, it's made of protein. It jumps around. You just kill it. Eat it, and it's got protein. I don't know, man. That's the insect thing is kind of an interesting, way of looking at it. But corn, no. No plants. Plants aren't meat. Sorry. Nope.
So you're,
if it was plant-based meat, would vegans eat it? It's meat.
All right, so let me walk this through. So if a piece of meat is grown in a petri dish in the laboratory, is that meat or not meat?
No, it's not meat.
All right. If they develop like a bean burger.
No, it's not meat.
Sort.
Sorry, that's not meat.
Meat.
No, it's a bean burger, dude. It's a hamburger right. That makes you fart.
Did you see my Facebook page? I sat by a lady on the airplane coming back from Texas, and she bought a bean burger. Okay, that's fine. But oh my God, John. She was a vegan, and we had a long conversation. she used to eat meat.
How'd you know she was vegan? Did she tell you?
No, she told me. And anyway,
yes, they all do. You always know they're a vegan. They're gonna let you know they are. Oh, every single freaking time.
And she, she kept trying to convert me, but that never happened. But she was, she used to eat meat, and she was telling me how much better she feels, yada yada yada. But dude, let me tell you, that bean burger. If it smells
nasty.
That bad going in, I cannot even imagine. I can't even imagine what it smelled like.
No, you're going to make a mess.
Where was I going? Okay, number seven, Pepsi. Now, the only reason I chose this story is because the brand name is called Naked. Have you seen the Naked products that Pepsi has come out with?
I'm not even going to go there. No, I have not.
Well, Pepsi has come out with a brand called Naked. Can you imagine if you and I had come out with a product called Naked? There's no way in this world that you and I could come, but Pepsi can get away with it. Anyway, they have a brand. They're offering fruit, nut, and veggie bars in an effort to capitalize on the growing of the snack industry with people that are healthy. Consumers are increasing desire for more fruits and vegetables, so they've started.
Try our naked
called
nuts. Try our naked nuts with his what bar? We have a naked bar and nuts. Yeah, I'm right on that.
The bars will be sold in the refrigerated sections of supermarkets to differentiate.
Hey, could you imagine being the guy handing out samples? Miss, come try my naked nuts. He'd be running from the freaking store.
Well, it must be a big deal because they're
try my naked nuts.
Try my naked nuts. my naked, hairless nut.
Nuts across the nose. Oh!
Oh, all right, number eight. All right,
try my naked nuts. That's going to take away from this whole thing, then. Try my naked nuts.
Number eight. Now, this is not going to surprise you, but, you know, there was a study, of course. Here you go. The nutritional quality of foods purchased or otherwise acquired. I mean, that's the funny line, too. Purchased or otherwise acquired.
Stole it. It's
acquired.
Not really purchased. Right.
Exactly. By the overall population, scored 53 out of 100 points using the USDA Healthy Eating Index. According to the USDA recent study, national estimates of the study of foods consumed by Americans was very low, suggesting, John, that the eating habits of Americans are far from those recommended by the dietary guidelines for Americans. Now,
go to Walmart, dude. Go to Walmart. We're watching HD. Dude, this freaking, there's America. Right there. It's just, my God, if you walk in, you want to go into Walmart, there's 28 of those little Land Rover things, the battery-powered little carts, and it's like, oh, my God, it's like,
you know, it's
like the Fat Annapolis 500.
I've been on the Eastern Shore for now going on 5 years, and I have probably been to Walmart. I go at least once a week, sometimes twice. We at least call it
once
a week.
Oh, dude, I'm there like three times a year. I can't stand
right,
that place.
I don't have a whole lot of choices here, so let's call it once a week. So let's call it 50 times a year. I've been here 5 years.
Right.
So that's 250 times, okay? I have yet, I'll take that back, one time. One time out of 250 times I've been to Walmart, I have yet to see anybody not riding one of those carts.
Right. They're usually wearing tiger stripe freaking spandex crap that they should not be wearing.
That is so true. Every time. I take a mental note. I mean, I've seen sometimes I've been there like five or six of them, but at least one person in one of those carts every time I've been there. And I can go.
Yep.
At 9 p.m. or 9 a.m. or 1 p.m., there's always somebody riding a cart.
And you want to see a total cluster? You want to see a total cluster? Go down the aisle with the Depends. It's like the Holland Tunnel during rush hour with little carts. It's stupid.
All right. Number nine. You know, our favorite restaurant, Chipotle, we always talk about it, it seems like.
God, they suck.
They're introducing quinoa to the menu. And they're
It's the new hipster. It's the new hipster food. Yep, yep.
So they're trying it out in New York City. The grain is
like
made
crap.
With red and gold quinoa, citrus juice, cumin, as some people say it, and cilantro.
No, cumin's better. I ain't eating no cumin.
And we'll be recommending it as an addition to salad or in place of rice and other entrees, and expecting to be in all their grills by the end of 2018.
That's great.
Quinoa.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, why don't you mix it with some kale and then top it off with cardboard? It'll make it taste good. I will bet you, John.
I'm gonna ride this bet all the way through. They hired the CEO of Taco Bell to run Chipotle. I'll guarantee you, by sometime mid 2019, there will be no quinoa on the menu.
Right.
There's going to be
right.
There'll be Doritos. There'll be some Doritos and a Chihuahua, but there will not be any quinoa.
No, there's no more Chihuahua. They got sued because the Latinos made them feel bad.
I'm telling you, Chipotle.
Drop the Chalupa? No, that dog. He retired, dude. Everybody got mad at him.
No, he's coming back. You watch. 2019.
Drop the chalupa. I thought that was great. And everybody got mad.
They're going to be a Chipotle Chihuahua. You watch. All right.
Yeah, the problem is it'll be in the taco.
All right, number 10. Now, this one I did not
know. Quinoa raised, you know, all of our chihuahua meat. It was quinoa raised. Oh, my God. Oh, anyway. Oh.
Number 10. I didn't know this. I read this morning. I'm like, wow, Albertsons is merging with Rite Aid. I didn't know this. It's going to be 4,900 stores in 38 states. Did you know that Albertsons and Rite Aid were joining forces? Emerging?
No. I don't even know what Albertsons is, so.
Oh, you know, I guess that's a California thing. But, I mean, 4,900 stores. I hope I get their packaging business. Jesus. But wouldn't you like to get your hot sauce in those stores?
Well, we're getting there with Canada.
But that's a secret.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Now, you said you're going to tell us when that's official, but it's not official yet.
It's moving right along.
All right. Well, keep us posted. Make sure we're the second to know. All right.
Yep.
Now, speaking of California, only in California. Now, you're not going to be familiar with this, but I am because I lived in California. There's a I call the Wing Wang supermarket called
the
Gelson's,
what?
A Wing Wang.
The Wing Wang
supermarket.
The frick is a Wing Wang?
Well, that's what I call those freaks out there. Gelson supermarket, Gelson, and they have.
Okay.
They're more. Put it this way, you see more Mercedes and.
Oh, so it's like
Jaguars.
A King supermarket around here.
It's like King, yeah, but it's Kings on steroids. Dude, I mean, King's,
oh,
I was blown away by
Oh,
King's,
so it's the Neiman Marcus of food.
Exactly. Well, guess what? They're remodeling three locations in Del Mar, California, La Costa, California, and Carlsbad, and Rancho Mirage. The new stores feature wine. Well, that's nothing big deal, right? Craft beer. Okay, that's cool. Okay, here we go. Here's where you start getting into the crazy stuff. Tapas, a tapa bar, and cold-pressed juice bar kiosk, a seafood and sushi bar, and a Wolfgang Puck build-your-own pizza station, plus fresh salads and sandwiches.
And a happy ending in the bathroom.
I wish. If that was the case, I'd go back to San Diego.
Yes, but who's giving it to you?
That's true. All right. Number 12. All right, remember last week we talked about 11% of parents were actually poisoning their kids that had allergies, like peanut allergies.
It sounds like great on paper.
Because they were in too much of a hurry and it did not read the ingredients, remember that?
Yeah, it turned out in Jonestown, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Thank God for a company called Immune Therapeutics. They have come up with a peanut allergy drug and have met the main goal of late-stage study. The company administered the drug to children between the ages of 4 and 17, finding that 67.2% tolerated a 600 milligram dose of peanut protein compared to 6% of the patients who had a placebo. The company will seek U.S. approval for the drug by the end of 2018 and European approval in 2019. Thank company for those.
Your phone's screwing up, dude.
So now they don't have to worry about it. There's a new drug that they can take that will, what's the word, offset the peanuts.
Oh, so the people that did that feigned the outrage against the Peter Rabbit movie for a fictional rabbit who had a slingshot shooting blackberries down the throat of the evil farmer dude, they can go to hell.
Correct.
Right.
That's what I meant by that. Okay, and by the way, if that's a stock you can buy, Immune Therapeutics, maybe we should check into that because it's in the late stages of being approved. Of course, I'm sure we're not the first person to hear this. Okay. Number 13. All right.
I heard about this new company starting up called Enron. Why ain't going to get in?
yeah. They got that's the one with that big sideways E, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Well, if it's not on its side, it's not an E. If it's upside down, it's a W. If it's the other way around, it's an M. So, yes, the E has to be on the side. Sorry.
All right, I got some good news. I got some good news and some bad news about alcohol. Which one do you want first?
Oh, give me the bad one because it's whatever.
All right.
It kills
alcohol,
you, right?
No. Well,
no.
Yeah, kind of a slope. In kind of like a slow
yeah, good.
Way.
Slow's better than quick.
Disorders. What?
Slow's better than quick.
That's true. Alcohol use.
I mean, I'm not
going to
order a shot with a 45, you know.
Colt 45 or a 45?
Yeah, Colt 45 is maxing and relaxing. Mm-hmm.
Alcohol use disorders are the most important preventable risk factors for the onset of all types of dementia, especially early onset dementia. This according to a nationwide observational study published in the Lancet Public Health Journal of over 1 million adults diagnosed with dementia. Huh?
Was I observed?
I'm sure I'm being observed right now. The study.
Well, you got a tinfoil hat, so yeah, of course you are.
The study looked specifically at the effect of alcohol use disorders in dementia in France. This study looked specifically at the effect of alcohol and included people who had been diagnosed with mental and behavioral disorders of chronic diseases that were attributable. How do you say that? Attributable. That's the word. To chronic harmful use of alcohol. Of the 57 cases in the early onset of dementia. Now, I want you to listen to these facts because I'm going to ask you a simple question afterwards. It's kind of like, remember the question about the big signs in the supermarket? Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Of the 57,000 cases of early onset dementia before the age of 65, the majority, 57%, were related to chronic heavy drinking. Now, I asked you, John, is that a cause or effect, or is that just because people drink a lot?
What? So they Now the dementia, is that after they got done drinking or before they started drinking?
That was before they started drinking. No, they got dementia after they were drinking.
Yeah, well, we all do.
I know. So is it
that's
is
why
it
we drink.
Drinking? Is it because of drinking or is it just because everybody drinks and just 57% of the people get dementia?
I'm going to go with please. Yeah, 57% became Trump voters. You know, it's like what? Just really. Trump stock.
Right.
He's a jerk. Woman hater.
Well, the point of this story is, I guess, the findings indicated that heavy drinking and alcohol use disorders are the most important risk factors for dementia. I question this report.
I don't. I think that's crap. No, it's probably the people who sell water. It's probably funded by Poland Spring.
Probably. Now, you want the good news about alcohol?
Yeah, there's plenty of it out there.
Yeah, wine, as we know, the polyphenols could fend off bacteria that causes cavities and gum disease, according to the American Chemical Society. Evidence suggests that sipping wine may be good for your colon and heart, but also your teeth.
Well, that's fantastic. So don't go to the doctor. Drink wine.
That's right. Now, researchers report that wine polyphenols might also be good for your oral health. So there you go. It has something in
it
that kills plaque. So there
you
go.
Wow, you see the cavity. That was the cavity creeps.
Exactly. So there you go. Good news, bad news. You might get dementia.
Yeah, but the bad news is stupid news. Okay, they observed a bunch of people, and they said half of them went insane. What? So?
But the good news is they had good teeth.
And they had clean colons.
That's right, and clean colons.
Yeah,
all right.
And clean colons.
Now,
I mean, hey, clean teeth and clean colons, that's a happy life, even though you don't know you're living
now
it.
Now, this story you're going to love.
Oh, good.
I love it. You'll love it. All right.
Oh,
all
do,
right.
Do you hear a ranch coming on or something?
All right. Everybody's out there having an argument about low-fat diets versus low-carb diets, right? I mean, for years. People say it's the fat. Some people say it's the carbohydrate. Yada, yada, yada. Well, you ready for this, John? New evidence from a study at the Stanford University School of Medicine might dismay those who have chosen the sides on whether it's low-fat or low-carb. Neither, let me repeat, neither option is superior. Cutting either carbs or fat shaves off excess fat and weight in about the same proportion, according to the recent study. What's more, the study inquired whether insulin levels, or a specific genotype pattern could predict an individual's success on either diet. The answer in both cases was a big, fat no.
So the arguments they've been having, they both look like fools, but they can stand by their guns and continue to argue about it.
Correct. But the study
right.
at Stanford said it doesn't really matter.
Right.
All right.
Well, don't let the truth get in the way.
All right, number 16. This is really not a food news story. Well, actually it is. It's about sexual appetite, I guess. Well, it's kind of like food news. You know what? I'm going to hold off. I'm gonna hold this story to the end. Let me skip to 17.
Just that
we're going to Yeah, we're going to end on a good note. Okay, number 17. Let me check and see if anybody's calling in. No. Nobody wants to talk to us. Okay, so let me go back. Oh, hold on. Back to the stories. Okay, number 17. Okay, John. You're going to like this story, too.
All right.
And, you know, this is what cracks me up. Every week we read this stuff, and it just pretty much kills. All these studies, we find out there's pros, there's cons, and there's somebody comes out and says, nah, poo-poo, you're both wrong. Here you go. Whether your child asks for crackers, cookies, or veggies to snack on basically could be linked to genetics and has nothing to do with their actual diet, according to a new finding from the Family Health Study at the University of Gulf. Gulf? Hey, where the hell is the University of Gulf? Researchers
don't even worry about it.
Investigated whether genetic variants and taste receptors related to sweet preferences, fat taste sensitivity, and aversion to bitter green leafy vegetables influenced the snacks chosen by preschoolers. They found that nearly 80% of preschoolers in the study carried at least one of the potential at-risk genotypes that could predispose them to poor snacking habits and become fat later in life.
Gasp. Oh, gasp. And how much were they paid for this study? That's why. Boy. So you're saying that 80% of the kids like candy. The little kids.
Yes. Yes.
Of course they like freaking candy. They're kids.
Well, it has to do with genetics. I mean, if you grow up...
Genetics. Kids like candy, okay? The ones that don't like candy have mean parents.
But genetics, 80% of the kids, genetics pretty much says you're not going to eat right and you're going to be fat.
Well, then, I'll just put a bone in the kid's head. I mean, if it's going to be slovenly, and the rest of its life has no help, no hope for anything, just kill it now.
Take it out of its misery.
Of course. Bye-bye. Nappy, nappy.
We're going to get cards and letters about that one, that's for sure.
Oh,
okay.
Please, whatever.
John, have you ever eaten a jellyfish?
Unknowingly, maybe, but not by choice.
Well, this is a cool story. I'm not sure I'm going to try it, but this is a cool story. Jellyfish have been a staple in Asian cuisine for centuries, but remain an oddity to the Western palate. Traditionally, the bell or the body of a jellyfish is marinated in salt and potassium alum for several weeks to produce a crunchy, pickle-like texture. The Danish research team developed a new...
Wait. Since when are pickles crunchy?
Well, the freaking crunchy pickle.
What, you sun-dried pickles?
No, I have crunchy pickles.
Ew.
The ones in the jar are crunchy.
You're soaking them in salt for a couple of months, and you expect to eat this stuff?
Do you have a soft pickle?
Right now, yeah, I'm thinking of you, but I mean, that's beside the point.
Anyway, researchers have developed a way to basically freeze dry and make this crispy texture quickly on jellyfish, and it's going to be a potential snack for the Western world. The research team... They also investigated how long the fibrous filaments in the gelatin jellyfish bell are transformed during the curing process to produce this crunchy, tasty treat. Little is known about the molecular anatomy of jellyfish. This is my favorite line. Now, they've done all this study, and they basically have come up with these jellyfish chips, but then this guy is heading up this study says, little is known about the molecular anatomy of a jellyfish.
yeah, here he says. I don't know what it does to you, but here, eat it. It's a word of Monsanto.
We are still not completely sure which structures we are visualizing. Overfishing and climate change have diminished...
We don't know if it's going to make your spleen explode, but hey, put it on your cereal.
Jellyfish has filled in this gap of the other fish that are being overfished at this time. Their booming population are producing swarms. As a result, the fishing industry is looking to jellyfish as a viable food source for the expanding global population. Furthermore, jellyfish have numerous health benefits. They are rich in vitamin B12, magnesium, phosphorus,
still don't know what
iron, and steel. You know, we got to get in the ground floor of this.
We are on the ground floor. It's not rising from there.
Jellyfish chips. I bet they're good. They can be really good with DEFCON sauces, too.
Anything's good with DEFCON sauces. You need a brick with DEFCON sauces and put a smile on your face.
All right. So, coming to your Walmart soon.
That's great.
They say
all these health benefits, but they don't know what it's made out of. That's freaking great.
That's what it says. I'm just reading it. Okay.
Yeah, I get it. I'm not going to kill the messenger. I'm just saying. It's like, well, this has all these health benefits, but we don't know what it's made out of. Go team.
Are you done? Number 19. Now, here's another study that cracks me up. But let me read it exactly how it says it here. When people eat at home, John, do you eat at home, John?
I do. It's just a place to do it.
Okay, well, when people eat at home, surprisingly, John, there's typically not much left on their plates. And that means they're likely less going to landfills. Are you with me so far?
Yeah, well, it depends what kind of waste we're talking about. I don't have bones coming out of my ass, but I got a whole bunch of other stuff.
According to a new research from the Ohio State University, the same people who on average left just 3% of their food on their plates when choosing their own home meals, left almost 40% waste behind when they were given a standard box lunch type of meal. Well, that's because they didn't like the shit that was in the box.
Because standard box lunches suck.
Exactly. This is so stupid.
That's freaking nice. It's like having a TV dinner. You don't eat the thing that you don't recognize. You leave it on the plate. What is it? I don't know.
When you were a kid, okay, speaking of that, did you ever have those, I think they were Swanson. Was it Swanson that had the three-piece fried chicken TV dinner?
Yeah.
And they had those, they had those, the peas and carrots, the little cubes of carrots and the peas?
Yep.
Did you ever eat those? I didn't.
Hell no. Because they taste like cardboard.
But the chicken was good, and the mashed potatoes were excellent. But that damn those
right.
damn little cube carrots and those peas, they taste like shit. So I never ate those. Anyway.
Well, then they got that brownie thing that it was like trying to cut through shoe leather.
Well, they also had that one. I think it was Hungry Man had that apple turnover thing. That was actually
pretty good. My stomach did turn over on that one. That's correct.
Anyway, the premise of this stupid study was that people tend not to waste as much at home as they do if they were to go out. And they said,
when you go out to eat, okay. When I fix myself a burger in my house, it doesn't come with a lettuce pilaf. It's a freaking burger on a plate.
Exactly.
I mean, it's the study. The study is stupid. It's like, I don't have garnishes on my plate at home. I don't have parsley to spread around and sprinkle around on my plate. I have a dash of it. No, I don't do that. And they're counting that as food that's not eaten on a plate for people that when they go to a restaurant. Of course, there's going to be shit left on the plate. I don't eat garnish. I don't put garnish on my food.
Well, you want to hear there's a hypothesis and there's a conclusion. You want to hear what the conclusion of this is?
They have to make another study.
No, the conclusion is that people should eat more at home and less away from home and not eat out because it's less waste and we're saving the environment by eating at home.
Yeah. For the anniversary with my wife, we're not going to go out to eat because I want to save the earth with landfills. Yeah, that's going to go over really, really well with my wife. Honey, what do you think about this? I think you're stupid. Sorry. No, that would be the discussion. Yeah, so next time you got like an anniversary dinner, no, do not do it. Save the earth. Eat at home. Yeah, that'll go over real well. Yeah, I'm right on that.
Yeah, that'll go over real well. But you want me to send you a copy of this article, then you can show her why and that you're only going to waste 3.5% on plate versus 40%.
I don't want to wake up with an article shoved in my mouth.
All right, now, number 20, which is actually number 19, because I saved the best for last. Number 20 is kind of it's one of those fill-in stories where I wanted to have an even number 20, which it's kind of boring. But anyway, cherry tomatoes, they have found at the University at Seville that you can cut back and reduce the water used to grow cherry tomatoes by more than 50%. And the product not only maintains its quality, both commercially and nutritionally, but it also even increases the level of carotenoids, compounds of great interest in the food processing industry. In the study, and what they say in the study is, I'm not going to read all this crap, but basically, they think that all vegetables may have this capability, and they stress the vegetable, give it 50% less water, and in turn get more nutrients from the vegetable, from the cherry tomato. So,
well, to be honest, I've been using one of those kind of ideas for a while. If you grow pepper plants and you want your pepper plants to be hotter, you piss off the plant. Its only defense is to make more capsaicin, which is the hot part of the pepper.
I thought you said pissed on the plant. You pissed off the plant.
Well, you can piss on the plant too. You probably piss it off. So there's an action reaction with that. Pissed on, pissed off. It works out well. But I mean, what you do is you pinch a leaf, you bruise a leaf. Don't kill the fucking thing. Put a scrape on the stem or something like that. It'll produce more capsaicin. If you reduce the water, I do believe you get the same thing. You're pissing it off. You're stressing the plant out. It creates. It's the only thing it can create is pretty much vitamins in the case of a pepper, capsaicin.
Well, that's the point of the story, is that they said that farmers are overwatering all their vegetables, and if they did this, we'd have more healthy vegetables, including more.
Well, I'll tell you what, you want to cut back on water, stop making iceberg lettuce, which is nothing but a green ball of water. it's like eating paper. There's like no nutritional value in iceberg lettuce, and it kills rabbits, but that's beside the point. There's like no nutritional value in iceberg lettuce at all. There's nothing.
Hey,
it's zero.
Wait, crack up. Wait, it kills rabbits?
Yeah. Oh, you feed a rabbit. Feed a rabbit iceberg lettuce. It'll die soon because its body cannot digest it because it's
pretty much there's no nutrients in it, and it's full of water, and it fucks up the whole digestive system.
I'm laughing, but I shouldn't be. But I had rabbits as a kid, and then later in life, I got rabbits for my daughter, and they always died mysteriously, and we didn't know why. But I have to
admit, because it's freaking iceberg lettuce.
We were feeding them iceberg lettuce.
Yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer did that too.
I didn't know that. See, this is very educational. Even though we're potty.
No, when it comes to rabbits, I do have a little bit of knowledge about rabbits. When it comes to rabbits, the darker the leaf, the better for the bunny.
By the way, I just saw your post with the rabbit on it. That was a pretty cool post, by the way.
Yeah, I was taking it in my backyard, believe it or not.
That was cool. Go to Facebook and see John Dilly's Facebook page if you want to see what I'm talking about. Okay, number 12.
Yeah, her name was Pallet. She hung out next to the pallets in the backyard. That was Pallet.
Oh, that was at your old house, right?
Yeah. That was the Pallet ended up having one eye. She got into some fight with some, lost one of her eyes.
But there's no Pallet now because you left Pallet.
Well, I don't know if there is or not. We don't live there anymore. You can't really relocate a rabbit in a wild rabbit because it'll die. Rabbits die easy. Rabbits are the only animal in all of Mother Nature that can actually die of fright.
Really?
Yep.
And of lettuce.
iceberg lettuce. If they're served to them by a very cruel person, yeah.
I did not know that. No wonder my rabbits kept dying. Jeez.
Yeah, you're poisoning them.
Now, I know story number 18 you didn't like because it'd be hard to argue with your wife about not taking her out to dinner on your anniversary because
for whatever reason, your birthday or whatever, yeah, special occasion. No, honey, we can't because we have to save the earth. Yeah, okay.
Well, I've got another story that you can give her that will be helpful. You ready?
Oh God.
This is about sexual appetite. More
Good.
Frequent sexual activity has been linked to improved brain function in older adults. According to a study by the universities of Coventry and Oxford, wherever they are, researchers found...
That would be in England, dude.
I guess so.
They made a dictionary. Read it sometime. It's good for you.
Researchers found that people who engaged in more regular sexual activity scored higher on tests that measured their verbal fluency and their ability to visually perceive objects and the spaces between them. So there you go.
In the spaces between them. What the hell does that mean?
Well, I think that's
in the spaces between them. There is a space between them.
Well, there's a word for that. It's called spatiality, I think, or something like that. What is that word?
But I just rubbed one out. I don't see it so good. I need a partner.
The spaces between them. I don't know.
I'm going to bring my glasses so I have them.
You're hyper-focusing on the wrong part of the story. The part you should be focusing on is frequent sexual
activity. No, in between
them
is a really crucial part. It's like, what the shit? You get done having a whole big old bangy time. You wake up, and now you can see between things? Yeah, it's called the legs.
Okay. Their ability to visually perceive objects and the spaces between them.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. I mean, honestly,
okay, there's two objects. Now I can see there's a space between them because I just had sex. I can see it now. There's a space. I see a space.
Talking about this is basically if you listen to the earlier story, if you drink too much and get drunk, you can have dementia. But
right.
If you have frequent sex afterwards, everything
will be
fine.
You can see
see spaces between them.
See spaces between them. Yes, this is good.
Sounds like something on Sesame Street. And the ability
it sounds like all of NPR.
The object and the spaces between them.
Between them.
All right, well, that's it on food news. I got nothing else, unless you do. I'm
pretty much shot out, yep.
So do we end the show, or do we keep going? Because we've got 20 minutes. But we can end it now,
actually. I thought it was an hour.
Well, I said it for an hour and a half, but we never go that long.
If we had any friends, I mean, it'd be nice to have friends.
That's what I tell the girls I'm with. I try for an hour and a half, but I never go that long. So if you want to end it now, if you want to end it now, we can.
Yeah, I want to go to bed because I want to see spaces between them.
All right, folks. If you like to join us again next Sunday. We've actually was supposed to have a guest this week, but she begged out. So that's not a nice thing to say about a woman. She begged out.
Gotta be a nice person.
But I'm not going to
focus on the positive.
I'm not sure she's going to be on next week, and I don't want her to bag out again. So join us next every Sunday at 9 p.m. We will be here with the latest food news, and check us out on Facebook. If you'd like to be on the show, contact us.
And yeah, Frank likes to kill rabbits. That's why leaving the last one Watership Down.
All right, I'm done. You got to say your magic words so I can turn off the computer.
Oh! Same. Next week, we will be back. Yes, we will. That is a threat. Anyway, join us. We shall be back at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You can see the period between them. And, hey, we will see everybody next week. Same bad time and same bad channel.
All right.
Drink some beer. We jumped in our truck for a midnight ride, and we're heading to the bar to drink some beer.
Drink some beer.
Yes, we're heading to the bar to drink some beer.
Drink some beer. Drink some beer.
Well, I've been known not to walk the line. I find myself drinking on company time. Pour me some whiskey.
Whiskey, whiskey.
I want some whiskey.
Get up on the table now, break that bottle now. Drink, 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 drink. I could raise some hell, and I could do it well. Ain't nothing to a boy that could dump a few shells. Going rack in the back, old Jack in the sack. Head hitting on the dash while holding hair back. Now Johnny Cash rapped and he loved this track. Tell mama I'm a rebel, thank Hank for that. Tell mama I'm a rebel, thank Hank for that.
Well, we jumped in our truck for a midnight ride, and we're heading to the bar to drink some beer.
Drink some beer.
Yes, we're heading to
the table now, break that bottle now, drink, 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 drink. Hey waitress, go ahead and get me some, but if it ain't about whiskey, don't bring me none. And I ain't walked the line, cause I'm a rebel son. I'm a tattooed redneck outlaw.
Well, we jumped in our truck for a midnight ride, and we're heading to the bar to drink some beer.
Drink some beer.
Yes, we're heading to the bar to drink some beer.
Drink some beer. Drink some beer.
Two shot, three shot, four. Raise your glass and hit the dance floor. Now put them on my tab and give me four more. One beer, two beer, three beer, four. Now whiskey and women gonna treat me right. I'ma raise a little hill till I see a little light. I get kicked out of bars almost every night because I live these songs that I write.